right. Hey, everyone. I cannot actually hear anything out of my studio headphones, so something must have gotten jostled or fucked up in the time since last week, so I'll have to troubleshoot that somehow off the when I'm playing music. So I'm sort of just trusting that I can see the levels going up and down when I talk, so I'm sort of hoping that everyone can hear me. I can't really hear my backtrack right now, but I'm going off of memory here. Anyway, all of that to say, welcome to another 2 hours of extreme metal. I've had a few good weeks here with no technical problems, and that's how they get you. False sense of fucking security, and here we go with some tech issues that I'm going to have to figure out in real time. My computer also decided to do an update literally right at 8 o'clock. So thankfully, most of the stuff I'm playing is off of CD or LP, or I have a separate MP3 player that I'm playing stuff off of. So thankfully, the computer is more just there for reference and for my set list. So I'm going to have to kind of reference my set list on my phone, which kind of sucks. That was Suffocation off of their latest album, Hymns from the Apocrypha. Pretty good album. I don't know, it's on Nuclear Blast, and you know, it's one of those sort of classic labels that you know, kind of like Earache, where the name does not really mean anything, I would say, nowadays. So if you see, I mean, back in the day, if you saw a band on Earache, especially in the early 90s, you kind of just know that it's going to be great. Even honestly, in the mid 2000s, I feel like Earache still had like Bolt Thrower and Akrakaki and some other good bands like that. But I mean, damn, looking at the roster for Earache now is pretty depressing. Nuclear Blast is maybe a little bit better, but yeah, I mean, with bands like Suffocation that are still putting out pretty decent stuff like that, you know, it's cool that that they're still doing that like 40 so or so odd years into their career. So good for them. So that was Delusions of Mortality off of their 2023 album. Coming up, we've got probably a little bit more Brutal Death slam type stuff than I've played in past weeks. Some good black metal, as always. Some kind of technical death. My sort of non-metal stuff this week is taking the form of some Oi and some kind of cool punk, proto-punk, kind of weird psychedelic stuff from the mid-70s. I got this album I did a blind buy a couple weeks ago and picked up this this album that had like a man with like a crosshair on his face on it, and it looked really fucking kind of brutal, honestly. And I was like, well, I gotta pick this up. And it turned out to be, you know, some circa 1974 punk, proto-punk type stuff. So it's not, you know, it's nothing crazy, but still surprisingly intense for the era. So I'm gonna play some of that. And I'm going to end the show with maybe a little bit of contemporary, classical, kind of strange music, concrete kind of shit. So we're going to be a bit all over the place. But coming up immediately, I'm going to be playing some classic Psy. So this is off of Scorn Defeat. It's actually off of not the original pressing CD, but I think this is the second pressing, but still on Death Like Silence, which is kind of cool. I found this out in the wild, and it surprisingly was not that expensive for being like the 1993, you know, printing of this off of that classic infamous label. So we're gonna listen to The Knell off of Scorn Defeat. Once I can cue the CD here. I can't stress how bizarre it is to not be able to hear myself back. I'm just totally hoping that I don't sound like total shit right now. So I'm going to stop talking and start playing more music and try and troubleshoot this studio issue here. So this is Through the Moonless Night, and Enjoy.
Yeah. fine for me. I want more food. I'm starving to see.
Finally hear myself, which is nice. That was some Pungent Stench off of Ben Caught Buttering. That was Sputter Supper. That's a band that I've been meaning to kind of dive more fully into their discography. I've always loved their aesthetics. I mean, they basically look like a gore grind band, but are really more of a death metal, death and rock, you know, kind of band, which I also dig. I mean, some of those bands like Zisma, I think, is another good example of those early, late 80s, early 90s death metal bands that decided to kind of incorporate more rock into their death metal sound. And, you know, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, again, I think their kind of gore aesthetics as well as their kind of humor, dark humor, is pretty cool, too. So thought I'd play some of that. Before that, we had some Helveti, some Finnish black metal off of their first demo. That was Mountain of the Ever-Burning Evil Fires, their demo from 98, I want to say. But Northern Heritage put out a demo collection of their first two demos, as well as, I think, an unreleased one from, like, 2000. It's also weird, the first demo has like a way better sound quality than the second demo, so who knows what happened there, but that was off of the first demo. Related band to Warlog, another awesome Finnish band, which I played on an earlier show, just putting out some really good cold stuff. Helveti put out a full length in kind of around the same time that Warlog kind of did their surprise publish of Three Angled Void, which was pretty good. By pretty good, I mean incredible. And yeah, I don't know if Helveti is still around or if it's just Warlog, but their stuff is honestly, I love the way that Warlog has been going. I think they've been kind of doing like an avant-garde thing, but really subtle and not not too wanky and weird, just really really dark and really evil stuff, but kind of off-kilter. Before that, we had Impurity. That was some Brazilian Black Death, early 90s, off of The Lamb's Fury, Lucifer spewing blasphemies. So that was a... I had actually never heard that before. A YouTube algorithm recommendation, and I think the cover looks familiar, but I had never actually listened to it and threw it on this past week and thought it was pretty awesome stuff. Kind of that Beharit drawing down the moon adjacent kind of sound. So thought I'd play that for y'all. Another band that I need to dig more deeply into their discography, because they've been pretty consistent since the 90s, so we'll have to see if it's any good. Moving into our next block here, so we've got, so this is a band that, share some members with Devourment. They just put out a new release. It's kind of this brutal death slam type stuff. It's this band called Kill Everything. I think they're based out of Texas, I want to say, because that's where Devourment is from. So this is off of, the wonderfully named Headless Cum Dumpster, and the song is Excoriated Integumental Sludge Altar. I thought I've been spinning this album for the last like week straight. I think it's one of the better slam releases I've heard this year, so here's one of my favorite tracks off of it. And then right afterwards we're gonna get another slab of brutal death stuff. Well, more brutal death than slam. It's some of the new Putridity. And then we'll kind of go back into some more Black and Death stuff. You're listening to Through the Moonless Night. This is some Kill Everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome back. That was some Rampant. I can never get through a show seemingly without playing something off of the ASCA label, or ASK, the Antisocial Culture England. That's some kind of punky black metal stuff from last year. Really good demo there. It's called Agincourt. 1415 is the name of the song, and it's their self-titled demo. I don't know if they have anything else, but you know, just a good fusion there of some real kind of noisy black punk type stuff, which seems to be something that label really digs. I mean, that label seems to do everything from that kind of sloppy, noisy black type stuff to breakcore, to neo-folk, to oi. I mean, they kind of just like run the gamut, and I'm here for it because it's really good. Before that was some Mithras off of On Strange Loops. That was two tracks, Time Never Lasts and The Last Redoubt. I've heard someone mention that they're basically Morbid Angel Morbid Angel goes to the planetarium, and I think that's extremely accurate. They've got that same guitar tone that Morbid Angel has, and some of the kind of similar to that, like late 90s, early 2000s Morbid Angel sound, but mixed with this sort of additional cosmic, melodic sound, like technical sound that's really cool. So I feel like that band does not get their just due. I think they're also a British band, much like the Rampant right before it. I've actually been playing a lot of, you know, I have this like thought, or I have this idea that Britain doesn't put out a lot of good extreme metal, or, you know, historically they've not been sort of like big, at least for black metal. And then even more recently, I feel like the last couple of decades, I mean, Britain seems to be more known for like grind, and you know, maybe early 90s they were bigger, but I don't know, I just keep finding more and more cool stuff from I guess the UK more generally, but especially Britain now. So yeah, I mean, Mithras, another great example of that. Before that was some Darvulia, some great French dissonant black metal from the mid-2000s. Unfortunately, they're broken up by now, but they kind of play that semi-Vedblend's End, you know, dissonant Death Spell Omega type stuff, mixed with maybe some of the LLN stuff. They have that kind of groovy sound that Vedblend's End has, but I, you know, they kind of pull it back before being like full-on avant-garde, but they just have that really bizarre kind of off-kilter sound to them that I feel like is pretty unique to them. So if you dug that, I definitely recommend checking out their discography. I think they only have two or three albums. So yeah, that was Darvulia off of La Alliance des Venins. My butchered French there. And then we had before that Putridity and Kill Everything, like I had mentioned before. Moving into the next block here and the second hour, I'm actually going to kick it off with some non-metal stuff. This is some kind of cool French oi from, God, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, sometime in the last few years. Really just, I don't know, kind of cool melodic stuff, but has that sort of oi, like, you know, of the community sound to it, that sort of that cool sound to it. So I'm gonna put that on, and then we will get right back into some more British stuff with some Bolt Thrower right after that. So if the oi is not your thing, fear not, it's only like 3 minutes long, and then we get into some chunky ass Bolt Thrower. So you're listening to Through the Moonless Night, and we've got another hour of music for you.